Hi, I'm Danielle Kelly. Welcome to another JPR Live session where we get to have conversations with artists we admire, one-of-a-kind live in-studio performances. Today's session is made possible in part with support from the Talent Club in downtown Talent, Oregon, offering live music and cold drinks in a casual atmosphere. Find their music lineup at talentclublive.com. Our guests today are the Crow Boys, sibling duo Wes and OC from New Orleans, Louisiana. They've been making rounds this year with appearances at the CMAs, the Ryman Theater, the Grand Ole Opry. Their song, Where Did I Go Wrong, just hit over 8 million streams. I looked that up on Spotify this morning. Their music striking a fast and deep chord with fans across the country. You may have been hearing their full-length album, Made to Wander, featured on Open Air by Dave Jackson and myself here on Open Air. It's in the new rotation. We're excited to have them here live in the studio. Thanks, you guys, for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Your sound blends folk, Americana, and some timeless American storytelling. We're really excited to hear you play. You're here by way of touring your full-length album, Made to Wander. It's full of anthemic themes of resilience, family, belonging. Got some praise from NPR's All Songs Considered as Best New Album, produced by the revivalist drummer Andrew Campanelli. That's pretty dang cool. You guys have released a number of singles over the year. Is this your first full-length album?
First full-length album.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's really exciting. Wes has come in with a beautiful mandolin and is singing some gorgeous harmonies today. OC's got the guitar and you're taking it away on the lead vocals there. Do you guys want to kick it off and
sure.
Start out with a song? What would you like to start with?
Yeah, we'll sing our song Bootstraps.
Cool.
Yeah, let's do it.
How can I lose my sight or my head when my balance is gone and I fall off the edge? It seems clear that you don't understand how much damage was done from the words that you said. Oh, oh. Anxiety is a hole in my head. Dirt won't fill it up, I'll lay my body down instead. Two thumbs up on the side of the road. Sun is getting cold, I ain't got nobody to hold. I'm falling past the wayside, you won't even spare a glance. Lift yourself up from the bootstraps. Easy to say, cause you've got bootstraps. Oh, mama. Oh, hey, I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm too worried about today. Oh, mama. Oh, hey, I overthink things in my head and care too much what people think. Yeah. On my chest, tripped up one more time, so you took away my rest. Caught that glare in the corner of your eyes. Too much on my plate, I'd rather roll over and die. I'm falling past the wayside, you won't even spare a glance. Lift yourself up from the bootstraps. Easy to say, cause you've got bootstraps. Oh, mama. Oh, hey, I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm too worried about today. Oh, mama. Oh, hey, I overthink things in my head and care too much what people think. Yeah. I'm falling past the wayside, you won't even spare a glance. Lift yourself up from the bootstraps, easy to say, cause you've got bootstraps.
That is the Crow Boys, OC and Wes Crow, live in the Steve Nelson Performance Studio here at JPR. That was Bootstraps from the new record, Made to Wander. Really beautiful stuff, you guys.
Thank you.
I think I understand that music has sort of been ever-present in your life, so kind of day one. Can you kind of tell us about your unique upbringing and how music was a part of all of that?
Yeah, for sure. So Wes and I, we grew up in a family that traveled playing gospel music. And so that was always kind of just an integral part of our lives and our family's lives.
Somebody, a preacher?
Yeah, our dad would speak at events and our mom would also speak at events. I guess like a little bit further into her story, our mom also battled like breast cancer for a long time before she passed. And so she would speak at conferences and then we all would just do music and different things like that. And music, I'd say, is like a more fundamental part of our personal family and extended family as well. But yeah, so we did that for a long time. And then after we lost our mom to cancer, we took like a little break and our dad remarried. And then I think music just became something different for us after that, you know, because it had always just been something we did because that was how we were raised. That was what we did. But it became really, truly, I think, something personal between our brotherhood, just like how we leaned on each other and how we interpreted our hurt and our pain. And I think just trying to navigate like our own minds and how to like navigate the loss that we had experienced. And then also just continued to lean on music when we'd go through other things as brothers, until eventually I think that's where our storytelling really comes from. But yeah, I grew up in a family that traveled playing gospel music.
Oh, wow. And then through all of that really became cathartic. What were you doing before, you know, sort of between being kids when you were out on your own? What were you doing? Did you have other work that you were doing before you sort of gave yourself to music as a career?
Oh, like after we moved away?
Like a J-O-B? Yeah. Like, did you guys have, or was music always it?
We both had the first job, yeah, same first job.
Together at the same place?
No, not together, but we both had the same first job.
Worked at a hardware store. That was great. That was an integral part of our lives.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it definitely was. Yeah. That was the first job at 17.
For anyone streaming down in Louisiana, who might recognize the name of it? What was
Ace Hardware?
Ace Hardware. We got an Ace here in Ashland.
Yep.
Very cool. And then the first incarnation of your band was a little different than this, right?
It was.
Musically and member-wise, right? Yeah. You guys have another brother that was part of it?
We do, yeah. That's Jacob. He was really like one of the ones that right after we had all left our family, that was just that strong brotherhood. That's where most of that existed, was between us three musically.
Who's the biggest brother?
I'm the oldest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And so Jake.
Biggest is me.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest.
Wes is the tallest.
Yeah, I'm the smallest, but the oldest. But yeah, so we kind of started a band and tried a lot of different things, but it was always just about like being together in the brotherhood. And I think one of the main reasons he really stepped away is when we encountered the revivalist and started working with Campy, or Andrew Campanelli, I think he just saw like this could go a lot further. And, you know, when you grow up traveling, you really know whether or not you're going to want to tour for a living. And I think for him, he was just like, look, I love doing this with you guys. It's like, I just don't want to do that.
He loves his bed. He loves his own
house. Probably. But yeah, no, he stepped away and he's a firefighter in our local community. And he's doing really great. We really support him. We really love him.
Cool. What town or is home right now for you guys when you're not on tour?
I live in New Orleans. And then
we live right outside of New Orleans.
Yeah. Cool. So we all live like 5-10 minutes away from each other.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, but rewind, when you three were a trio, what was it, a punk band? Did I read that right?
It's kind of like
punk rock.
I don't know how to explain it.
I wouldn't say it was punk rock.
It was like alternative pop, maybe kind of alternative pop folk rock. I don't know.
For your diehard fans, is it findable out
well,
there?
Well, there are definitely people that bought the record on like Apple Music that still have it because we still see it getting streamed.
What was it?
It was like only like 7 or 8 songs. And a lot of them are songs that are on the record currently.
Oh, wow.
We just redid them as how we do music now. So yeah, it's all mostly the same stuff. Like Leather Wallet was on it. I think Debris.
Mm-hmm.
Good Days, a lot of those songs. We just redid them
to
fit how we play music now.
Was it the Crow Boys then? Was it the same? So it's just an evolution of the same band name. Very cool, very cool. And yeah, I wanted to talk about your relationship to music going versus growing up, and you kind of explained that it was just a way of life and it was a catharsis, and now it's a full-time career. Working with, you mentioned Andrew again, working with him, that seems like maybe, you know, because he had, you know, worked at he's a founder of The Revivalist, correct?
Yeah.
So that seems like, that seems like maybe it can be a pivotal point for an artist working with someone who's got, you know, their foot in that level. What did that feel like, a pivotal moment for you? And what was it like working for him, and how'd you link up with him?
I think so. That's a really long story though. It's just crazy. It's one of those crazy, like, I feel like we've been really fortunate in that most of the people that we're surrounded by and working with it just kind of unfolded naturally. But I remember Crow Boys was at a place where right before we had started thinking about working with him, we had, as brothers, just kind of were really struggling and decided like, hey, maybe we should step away from music. And I wasn't really sure what was going to happen, but I wanted to do some of my own personal projects. So I linked up with one of my friends, who's actually our current drummer whenever we have our full band with us. His name's Sam Shaheen. And we were just kind of working through some of these tunes, and he was like, hey, I really want to show this to my friend. And his friend is Andrew Campanelli. And so Andrew was just immediately like, I want to be a part of this project. And so I think after, like, in the back end, Wes and I kind of coming to a place where Wes was like, I do want to do this. Like, I really want to do this. And then that just kind of slowly turned into the relationship we had with him and him working through this record with us. And, you know, also we were just in like such a place where we weren't sure what kind of music we wanted to really do. And then I think this is important to say, because I think in a lot of ways we're trying to continue playing the same music we were playing just in this configuration. And right before we left, you know, at the time Wes was playing bass and I was playing guitar, and we were using like backtracking, and it was a whole different setup. Yeah. And he was just like, dude, I want to play a different instrument. And so he was like, right before we left, he was like, I want to try this mandolin. We had one in our studio, and we were like, you know what? We don't have that many fans. Like, nobody's going to care. We're not going to have anybody show up to these shows anyways. So let's just do whatever feels good. And so we started playing what we do now on this tour called the Not Sure What We're Doing Here tour. And most unsuccessful tour in all of history for any band ever. I think we had 10 people show up grand total for the whole tour. But it was a lot of fun. And we really just fell in love with this music and came back, and Campy was like, that's what you guys need to like kind of focus on. And after we started kind of putting it on TikTok and putting it out in the world, we saw that like people really connected with it, and but also we just really connected with it, and then that's where Did I Go Wrong came up.
Yeah, well, kudos for following your gut and your dreams and just doing what you want to do as an artist. I feel like that's probably really important.
Yeah.
It's the Crow Boys, OC and Wes, here in the Steve Nelson Performance Studio live. You guys ready for another song?
Sure.
What do you want to play next?
I feel like we just talked about the story of Where Did I Go Wrong, so maybe we should play that one next.
Yeah, let's do it.
First job at 17, trying to make enough to buy her dreams. Look down at the money I made. The government took it all away. So I crashed my car on the corner, struck a lighter I bought from the store there, shrugged my shoulders to the wind. When I found out where my money was going, I smoked my first cigarette, stressing over politics. Do we really know what's going on? Preacher man said you're not right. Now I'm staying up all night, wondering where did I go wrong? Where did I go wrong? Where did I go wrong? Looking back at the good old days, Not a single thing that I changed. Not true, I hated myself. I wish I got caught up in the rain. I wish I wasn't so focused on money. I wish I wasn't so driven by status. I wish I wasn't focused on all the people that end up in hell are the ones with bad habits. I smoked my first cigarette, stressing over politics. Do we really know what's going on? Preacher man said you're not right. Now I'm staying up all night, wondering where did I go wrong? 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 First job at 17, trying to make enough to buy her dream.
That's the Crow Voice live at Jefferson Public Radio with Where Did I Go Wrong? That's from the new full-length album Made to Wander, out everywhere now. Best place to find info on the Crow Boys, however, is their website, crowboys.com. You can also follow them on TikTok, Crow Boys Band. That's also their handle on Facebook and Instagram, Crow Boys Band. They are touring through the region tonight, October 1st, at Humboldt, in Humboldt. On the 2nd, they'll be in Chico if you want to cruise on down the way with them. October 3rd, South Lake Tahoe. They've got their tour information on the website there. But you guys have played some really exciting places, some iconic venues this year, and that's pretty exciting. I'd love to hear what that felt like. The Grand Ole Opry feels like maybe a pretty important part.
Yeah, that was such a blast. It's such an interesting experience though, that one was, because I think a lot of people that exist in our team have known of the Grand Ole Opry for such a long time. And sure. It's like such an integral part of their upbringing. But for us, we didn't really learn about it until so much later on.
Interesting.
And so one of the things I know we were kind of afraid of was when they were like amping it up. We were like, what if this isn't as big of a deal to us when we get on stage? And it's like, but I remember.
What if they know?
I know.
We don't know.
I know. But we got up there and like, after just hearing the history and like being able to tour the space, it really was like such a life-changing experience. Like you could really feel just like the spiritual feeling that you do. It's just heightened there, you know, like getting on that stage and just understanding how many people have come through here and written music that have changed the foundation of the entire world. And to know that like we were a part of that in like such a small piece on that stage for a small moment, it really felt like we were part of something big, you know. It was really special.
Yeah, I imagine. And I saw earlier this year you were touring across the pond there.
Yeah.
And I mean, as an American, I don't know, as American, as a listener, your songs seem to be so relatable. I mean, to anyone who's, I don't know, not a billionaire right now. And I just wondered how's your music being received over here versus in Europe? Is it sort of unanimously received? Do you feel like you get a different response?
I didn't realize how excited they were for our shows until we got there. But yeah, they really received us well. Most of our shows sold out. And it was really like eye-opening to just go to somewhere you've never gone before, so far away, and to know that like people are there. It was really special.
Yeah. And jumping back to your roots in Louisiana, that place has such a rich musical culture and legacy. What do you attribute to growing up in that place? How does that growing up there and that sense of place show up in your music, do you think, for you?
You know, it's really hard to say, just because like with how we grew up, we really didn't ever have a settled place that we were longer than a year or two. And so I'd say, like, really more so recently, New Orleans has become truly home for us, because we've both been there longer than we've ever been anywhere else, you know. And we've always kind of had Louisiana as the home base, but I'd say I contribute a little bit more to just the gospel music and to, you know, growing up moving. I wouldn't say that there's necessarily one specific thing, but I know recently just the strong themes of, it's so hard to explain, because New Orleans' idea of art is so pure, in my opinion. You know, I think a lot of people are so focused on, can I make a career, or I should network with this. Whereas in New Orleans, people just make art purely for the art, you know? And so I think to be in a place where you're encouraged and filled as an artist, it just kind of becomes a part of who you are and the art that you make, regardless of if your art sounds like it's from New Orleans or not.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to say it's contributed to any one place, the art that we make. But I know New Orleans has been really heavy lately.
Yeah. Well, where else is this tour taking you? Where else and beyond? Are you going back into the studio after this? Do you have bucket list places you'd like to hit, other places you'd like to play, or people you'd like to work with?
I feel like we're finishing out the rest of the states we haven't played yet, other than Alaska and Hawaii, which that would be sick. I don't know. I think both of us are just excited to be able to participate in people's lives. You know, that's kind of always been the point for us, is just to bring our music to people that also feel deeply about what we write. Doesn't matter where that brings us or how many people show up or what artists are willing to work with us. I think for us, the mission is just always to help people realize that life is big and short, and you shouldn't take it for granted, and you should have wide eyes and just kind of go for whatever you believe, and do your best to love deeply and know that it's okay to hurt and live life to the fullest.
That sounds like Louisiana purity that's shaped everything. I noticed you guys have a really neat approach to some of the music videos that you did. There's a trilogy. Can you talk about, tell our listeners a little bit about that trilogy and
got it, Wes.
Where'd you get that idea and concept?
We just really didn't want to do the normal we're playing in front of a camera singing our songs. So like cool. We wanted to just we already make art with music, and we just want to continue making art in other ways. So if we can do that in a completely different way than what we're used to, let's do it.
Yeah,
and that's what we did. Stuff. Yeah.
Sure.
So we kind of wrote this this whole story just for those three songs, and it's kind of what it turned into.
Yeah. Can you explain it a little bit to those who haven't seen it, and maybe give them a little trailer version?
Well, we haven't really talked about this very much, but a lot of the we always had this idea before our music really kind of started working out of creating this storyline of basically just two brothers that go on adventures together and learn things from life and share their stories with people, which is, it's really just us with our music. But when they first approached us about doing the music videos, we wanted to do the actual story we'd written. But that was a costly endeavor to do the story that we had really been working through. And so we kind of took a step back and we're like, okay, well then let's set it up. Let's set up the story that we want to write. So I think there's an open world that we wanted to create, but this story in a lot of ways is very symbolic of what, we went through as kids, you know, just traveling together and chasing things down and getting in trouble and just kind of not having a home, in bootstraps, not really having a place to be this is our community, these are our people. It was just kind of Wes and I against the world and the rest of our brothers and family too. But, and then going into the second one of finding deeper connection and searching for deeper connection. And, but then I think really a lot of the story comes into play with the last one, which is Debris. And the story there was really just symbolic of watching us like watching our mom slowly, you know, die. And then also, you know, just like as brothers leaning on each other in the end and learning the lessons from that and like learning how to just like navigate that. And so I think in a lot of ways that was the beginning of the story that we wanted to write. But it's also like the beginning of our story. It's the beginning of like how we went from just being two guys that made music with our family to like, we want to write music about something that means something. We want to write these stories that can share the things that we've learned about life with people that also might be struggling or going through the same things, or maybe, you know, just connecting with people. And mm-hmm. so I think we hope to like try to mirror with what we do with our music, hopefully one day with a continuation of stories.
Sure. Remind me the chronology of if people wanted to go explore these.
The first one is Bootstraps, and then it goes into Bonfire in My Soul, and then it ends with Debris.
Really neat. It's got a set back in time, but then there's a futuristic tinge to it. So
yeah.
Pretty neat trilogy of music videos. If you guys want to check it out, you can find your way to that either on YouTube or crowboys.com will set you in the right direction. Really neat stuff. Well, it sounds like maybe you have in the future some groundwork, framework laid for a screenplay or a biopic or something.
Maybe. That'll be
cool. Well, it's so really wonderful to hear your stories and meet you guys. We have time for about one more song. What would you like to wrap up with?
Sure. And do Let Me Feel Alone.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, this song is just about like learning through past relationships and different things that sometimes you just need to be by yourself. The song's called Let Me Feel Alone.
I thought that I knew you, but you're just a stranger. I used to feel safe, but come to find out you're the danger. Oh, you're the danger. As I watch you walk under your umbrella, raindrops trickle down the side of your face. The way that you're walking, as if you're trying to taunt me, ghosts from the past, raised from the ground just to come up and haunt me. Oh, staring at the water, stirring up the deep, hands that bring me farther. What I want is never what I need. What I want is never what I need. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Let me feel alone. Let me feel alone. And I ran way too far just to find out who I was. I found a pretty girl and her lipstick tastes like blood. I hold to my affliction and I never say my name. I'm scared of her conviction and the way she makes me change. I met Jesus in a stairwell in a bar in New Orleans. Not at all what I thought, so I ran away from dreams. Now I'm stuck on the highway and I'm out of gasoline. I'd rather you do you, leave my stupid self to me. Yeah, my stupid self to me. Oh, let me feel alone. Let me feel alone. Let me feel alone. You're just a stranger. I used to feel safe, but come to find out you're the danger. How did I let you under my skin? You are a liar, You are my love, you are my sin. You are my sin.
Let Me Feel Alone, that's the Crow Boys here at Jefferson Public Radio. That's O.C. Crow on vocals and guitar. That is Wes Crow on mandolin and harmonies. Beautiful stuff, you guys. It's the new record, Made to Wander. You can find more at crowboys.com. Besides hanging out at local public radio stations, what do you guys like to do on a day off?
Oh, coffee shops. Read books.
Skated for a couple hours.
Yeah, skateboard.
Nice. Have you hit the Ashland Skate Park yet today?
No, we just got over here. We're about to go explore, though.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. What are you guys listening to on the radio, or what are you reading?
I'm reading the Fourth Wing series. Everybody that's listening to that's going to be like, wow. Is not expecting that.
If unlike me, they know what that is. Very cool. Well, you guys, it's precious time on tour when you have a day off. Thank you so much for coming in and spending time with us here. Beautiful music. Thanks for sharing it. Wish you the best on the tour. Listeners can find their tour schedule at crowboys.com. You can follow them on social media and TikTok at Crowboys Band. If you can get down to Humboldt tonight, October 1st, they are in Humboldt. They're in Chico on the 2nd of October, South Lake in Tahoe on the 3rd. Like I said, their tour schedule's at crowboys.com. Thank you so much for coming in, you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
This live session has been engineered by John Griffin of Luna Zen Studios, and today's session is made possible in part with support from the Talent Club in downtown Talent, Oregon, offering live music and cold drinks in a casual atmosphere. You can find their music lineup at talentclublive.com. Audio and some photos from this session will be available on our website, igpr.org. Also, you can listen. It will be archived at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you find your podcasts. I'm your host, Danielle Kelly. Thank you so much for listening. Open Air will continue right after this.